Yakon and oka. The root vegetables out from South America into our Middle European gardens.
Welcome to Gardeners Radio by Lubera Edibles, the podcast for professional gardeners. We are talking about edible plants.
Here at Gardeners Radio, we want to talk also about new crops, where we are producing very small little plantlets at Lubera Edibles and then selling to other professional gardeners like you to produce bigger young plants, which are then sold to gardeners, home gardeners. And I'm here with my two guests, which can present themselves, please.
My name is Frederik Vollert and I work at Lubera Edibles and I'm responsible for product development.
And Robert?
I'm Robert Meyerhofer. I'm production manager in our Swiss nursery.
He's the production czar who is saying how you have to produce. You see a little bit, the situation here is, I think, rather good. So at Lubera, at my company, and a little bit my job, we are developing new varieties, but also new crops, which could be interesting in the future. Then Lubera Edibles is producing small young plants to have a good production. And the first production for the end consumer is always done at Lubera.com in our Swiss and German nursery, where Robert is responsible. And only then afterwards we are selling young plantlets to other professional gardeners, because then we know how to do it. And today we are talking about how to do it with oka and yakon. But first question perhaps to Frederik. We have rice, we have pasta, and we have potatoes. Do we really need yakon and oka? What is your impression?
For the enjoyment in the kitchen, I would definitely say yes, we need it. Yakon and oka bring another taste into our meals, bring another texture to our daily food. And so, yes, we need it.
And also as a preliminary question to you, Robert, if you compare, you know, the new star in fruits of the roots are sweet potatoes in our gardens. And is there room beside sweet potatoes for oka and yakon? What is the difference?
Of course, yes. the difference in the kitchen is a different using, and the different in the garden is also the different using. You can use oka for shade and half shade places in the garden. You can use yakon for
sheltering
structure in your garden. Yeah. It's more than two meters high, and you have a crop with nearly 10 kilograms per plant. So of course you need it in the garden.
So there are big differences and clear USPs.
Mm-hmm, of course.
Okay. Good. So we start with oka, and Frederik, can you give a short portrait of oka?
Yeah, oka is came from South America, from the mountains, and since ancient times, they're cultivated beside of yakon and also of potatoes. And in Middle Europe and also on the British Islands, it's mostly suitable for shadow and half shadow, so not for direct sun. And it's the complete plant is edible, so you can eat the leaves and also the shoots and of course the tubes. The tubes are very special because they are very colorful. We have in our assortment, we have red ones, we have yellow ones, and we also have red ones with cream yellow spots on it.
Okay, so that's the portrait. What is, if you would have to describe the arum?
The arum is it's a fresh fruit for and a little bit sour.
Yeah, that's that's oxalic acid.
Yeah, yeah.
The same you find in rhubarb. And of course, if you would now eat tens and tens of kilograms of orca, it wouldn't be so good. But if you have it once a week, it's no problem.
Yeah, it's no problem. And oxalic acid.
You need huge quantities that you could have a damage. What perhaps is also a big difference to potatoes and also sweet potatoes that you can eat them fresh.
Yes.
And you can make a dip if you make four of one and with this acid aroma, which can also be acid sweet if you have them in the sun a little bit after the picking time late in the season. They also become sweet, so then we have a combination of sweet and sour. So how are you cultivating them in the garden? What are the most important points, Robert?
The most important points are that you have to plant it after the last frost. So in the most regions is mid of May, you can plant in your garden. It should be a shade or half shady place where you plant it, and also the soil have to be not too heavy. If you have a very dry summer, keep it moist and give water. And then in the autumn, in regions where you have early frosts, it makes sense to protect them with a plastic or a thing like that the plant is growing as much as long as possible.
They only setting fruit from 10 hours a day daylight, so the short day plant. And I was often I was asked how is it possible it is like this in South America. In the Andes, if they are only producing in autumn, they will have no crop. But the big difference is that near the equator, you have always 10 hours daylight. That's the average time. And so they are just starting to set fruit at the beginning with the growth. And if they are grown in regions where you don't have too much summer heat, they are growing through and they have huge, huge crops. They can also have good crops here. I think only if you protect them late on in the season, and perhaps also if you plant deep and perhaps have two, three shovels of earth in August, September over the shoots, then they are rooting and also making there where the shoots are below the ground, they are just beginning to form tubers. So really an interesting crop. When are you potting them? So Lubera Edibles is producing young plants, I think in 60...
Oka young plants from Lubera Edibles is sold in our standard 60-cell tray.
Okay, and you are potting when?
We're potting end of March, yeah. And in a P9 or up to a 1.3 liter pot. Put it in a temperated glass house or plastic house, I would say between 15 and 20 degrees. And you need 4 to 5 weeks cultivation time until you can sell the plants.
Okay. Yeah, again, the same thing with Yakon. So a short portrait of Yakon by Frederick.
Yeah, Yakon comes also from the mountains of South America. And it's relative to sunflowers and Jerusalem artichoke. It's very vigorous. Yakon need... place in full sun, and it Yakon bring very huge yield per plant when the condition is perfect, also summer and they have water. One Yakon plant can bring more than 10 kilogram of tubers per plant.
That's crazy, yeah?
Yeah.
That's crazy. What are you doing with all this stuff?
Eating.
Yeah.
How?
Eating, of course. Yakon tubes are very good for fresh eating. But when you tasted it direct after harvest, it's not very sweet. It's more like a vegetable. Mm-hmm. But if you leave it after harvest in the sun, it becomes two or three days a little bit sweeter. And the longer you store it, the sweeter are the tubes.
So yeah, I normally eat them in December, January, and then they are really sweet.
Yeah, and the good thing on Yakon tubes are you can eat it fresh. Just peel it, cut it into thin slices, and eat it directly.
How to grow Yakon in your garden?
You need a sunny place. Yakon wants a full sunny place, but they also need water. So the plants have a lot of big leaves, so they have need a lot of water in summer. So if you have dry summers or live in dry regions, water, then they need space. They're growing, I said it before, they're growing up to 2 meter 50, 3 meter high in summer, so they need space in the garden. And then let it grow and harvest as late as possible. Harvest after the first frost. The leaves are dying off after the first frost, and then you can pull it out of the ground.
Okay, and now we are going back to the beginning, how everything begins. Lubero Edibles is producing young plants.
Yes, our Yakon young plants are also sold just like the Oka in our standard 60 cell tray, and we sell it from week 14.
And then you're potting in what pots?
Also again like Oka and P9 to 1.3 liter pots. Sometimes if the Yakon is not cutted from Lubero Edibles, you have to cut it once in after potting, because they're also growing very strong as a young plant. Cultivation time is 4 to 5 weeks in the greenhouse with 14 to 20 degrees.
Okay, very fast culture.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And then you have other pots. How long can you sell them?
The selling season, you mean?
Yeah, I
would say for 4 to 5 weeks, because yeah, they're growing
very fast.
If you want a longer selling season, you have to cut it back.
Okay. Okay. Now you know it makes only sense to produce Oka and Yakon in for the garden center market if there is a market, or we can produce a market. How to sell Yakon and Oka in the garden center market to end consumers? What is your thinking? What are the important steps for it?
I think there are two ways. One way is you make a very special assortment on the different types of vegetables, like root vegetables or ever veggies or fruit vegetables. Or you have it in a bigger range of different root vegetable varieties. So you can pot and sell sweet potatoes. You also can besides sell special amount of Oka and Yakon plants.
Okay, selling in a bundle together,
yes,
with other fruits of the roots or other vegetables.
Yeah.
What is your idea? What are your ideas, Robert?
Nearly the same, like Frederick Frederick said, I think you have to explain the product a little bit with a special label or something like that, that the customer know what it is. But then I think customer will buy it because they're always looking for something new or something different.
Yeah, and maybe make not a too small plant that it is comparable with other fruit plants, just like the way of Lubera is doing with a 1.3 liter. It's in for vegetables. I think it's a big plant, and so it's also
not to sell too small.
Yeah.
And then you have also a nice price.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think the USPs of Oka and Yakon are very clear. In the kitchen, it's that you can eat them fresh and they are sweet. And in the garden, it's that they have a different function. So Oka you can plant on shadowy places. And Yakon is an interesting structure plant because it becomes 2 meters high. You can separate rooms. You can even create rooms with it. So very interesting plants which have a place also beside potatoes and also beside the new star in the assortment, which are the sweet potatoes. So very interesting. Thank you very much that you are hearing our Gardeners Radio podcast. In the next podcast, we will talk about ever-vegetables, eternal vegetables, perennial vegetables, I think with the same guests. We hope you are hearing in. And in the meantime, I wish you a fruitful day. Thanks for hearing Gardeners Radio by Lubera Edibles. You find us on every platform for podcasts, Spotify, Apple, and of course on our website www.luberaedibles.com. Go on gardening.